Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Conor Galvin. He's the CEO of Ornua. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Bobby, thanks very much.
Now, we're going to talk about Ornua in a moment, so sit tight there. But I want to talk about Conor Galvin, a farm in Westmead, your early days, if you would.
Yeah, I grew up in Westmead, Bobby, on a small mixed farm. It was a great training, I suppose, in a very straightforward way of making a living on a farm. There was three of us. I was the middle of three. They were great times, you know. And we had local national school in Westmead, and a small community, right. And a really tight community, and a great upbringing.
And it's funny, is it not, that farming never really left you, in the
sense that you
go full circle and you're back, maybe at another level or in a different way, but you're still connected with farming.
Still connected with farming. I mean, I left when I did the Leaving Cert. I went to UCD and I left for a number of years. But you're right. I mean, full circle, came all the way back into farming in 2014 when I joined Dairy Gold, and delighted that's what happened.
And before Dairy Gold, and again, it's interesting, we talk about education, you're a scientist, you're an accountant, and you're a lawyer. So you're a seriously qualified individual.
Yeah, I've always had an appetite for learning and gathering up knowledge and bits of knowledge. And when I left secondary school, I did a science degree in UCD, and it was a great training in figuring out how to discover things and how to analyze things and how to know what was important and what wasn't important. But I was never going to be a scientist. I don't think I had the patience to be a scientist, because I love being out and about. And I left science and I joined Procter & Gamble and trained as an accountant in Procter & Gamble. And that was a great training and grounding in how a business works.
Yeah.
And you kind of, there's a lot of things you know, but it formalizes it.
But if you look again at a textbook CV, Procter & Gamble, Diageo then, DCC, yeah. Big corporate names
and you know, full of great people. You know, you see the names and you see the logos and the brands, but what's behind those brands are people who you can learn from, you can work with, you can lead, and great organizations. You know, I've been really lucky to meet some really good people as I've travelled through my career.
You say you landed in Dairy Gold in 2014,
yeah.
And again, I suppose, from there, you're now the CEO of Ornua. Just so we understand who Ornua are, because often with brand changes and name changes, sometimes we can get lost in the translation. Am I right in saying that Ornua was established in 1961 as Bord Bainne?
Bord Bainne, absolutely. Right. Back to
now,
the
we all know what Bord Bainne does, so why do they keep changing the names of these places?
Well, we haven't changed our name for more than 10 years, Bobby, so we're trying to be as consistent as we can. I mean, a lot of the reason why the brands try to represent what they stand for is because we're a global organisation, so you're going out into the world to sell.
Yeah.
So being Ornua and having Kerrygold is important because it allows you to communicate the value of what you're selling. Ornua means new gold. It was conceived at the time of the lifting of the quotas, the milk quotas in the European Union. And it was really trying to communicate the fact that there was a huge value in milk and we needed to go after that value.
And what was wrong with Kerrygold as a name?
Well, we still have Kerrygold. So
yeah.
Ornua is the name of the organisation. Kerrygold is the brand that we sell. And Kerrygold is Ireland's most successful food brand.
Absolutely.
You know, we're about 1.8 billion euros of sales in the last 12 months. We're now $1 billion of sales in the US. So the Kerrygold brand really is the jewel in the crown, and it allows us to communicate the value of what our farmers do. We represent 14,000 farming families. What the value those farming families do to drive the Kerrygold brand.
And are those farmers equity stakeholders in the business?
No, so the business is a co-op of cooperatives. So we are owned by our co-op members. So we have seven members who own us, and the farmers who supply us are shareholders in those businesses, so in the seven members.
That's a relatively complex arrangement corporately, in that your owners and your shareholders and cooperatives, it can't be easy.
It's something that needs to be governed well, but it's a traditional co-op model.
Yeah.
I mean, we give value back to our shareholders in the price we pay for product. So it's a different model to being listed or being private. You know, we're paying the highest price that we can to our shareholder members, so they can pay dairy farmers the highest milk price possible. So that's how we disperse value, and that's the essence of the cooperative model.
Yeah, I suppose you're buying off a shareholder, which is
yes,
which sometimes can lead to a complex arrangement.
It's a complex arrangement,
yeah.
But I think, you know, what's important in all these arrangements is engagement and communication, and you've got to be very close to your shareholders so you're delivering for them.
So, Conor, this is a €3.5 billion business. You employ 2,700 people. You've got 10 business units worldwide and 12 production facilities. Like, it's a massive business.
It is a massive business. 2,700 people, as you say, spotted all around the world, driving value for Irish dairy, and highly committed. We have just launched a new strategy called Transforming for Growth. And in a business like ours that's as diversified and is global, you need to have a direction, and you need to have a very clearly communicated direction, which is what we have to keep growing the business. But, you know, you also have to have a discipline, and you have to be efficient and make sure that how you operate is as simple as possible, because the complexity isn't something that our consumer will pay for.
What do you put down to the success of Kerrygold in the international markets?
I think there's a number of things we'd have to acknowledge. But first of all, we have to acknowledge where the product comes from. So it's a grass-fed product. It's cows on grass that produce cream that is different. When you churn it, the butter is more golden, it's more creamy, it's softer, full of antioxidants, and it's a quality product that when it shows up in the supermarket and on the consumer's plate, they see it as different to everything else they can consume. There's also trust. So our consumers really trust the brand, and they know that they'll get the quality every time they purchase it. And there's also innovation. So we innovate, whether that's in the type of packs we present or the type of products we create.
Yeah.
But it's a very innovative brand. And it's a really exciting brand. What we're seeing now is consumers want to participate in the brand. So on social media and in events that we run, there's a lot of participation and engagement and consumers like about Kerrygold. So I think all of those together is the essence of the success of Kerrygold.
Are we going to be seeing Kerrygold in a new format around cheese now, when we talk about the new cheese factory that you have
in
Ireland?
You're going to see Kerrygold turn up always in dairy. So we are a dairy business, but we're expanding our cheese range in Ireland because we believe that we can offer our consumer some excitement and some value and quality in the cheese we can offer them. So you're going to see more in cheese. We've already launched cream cheese, a very successful product here in Ireland, and there's more to come.
Great. And does that replace the Dubliner cheese?
No, Dubliner is a really successful cheese. We're delighted and very proud to be able to offer. It's an extension to Dubliner, Bobby.
So Dublin and Kerry, you've got to be careful of the politics around this.
I'll leave that to the goings-on on the pitch.
You still hold your connections to UCD. You're on the governing body there. Does that keep you connected?
It does. It keeps me very connected. I mean, it's one of those things it's all about giving back and building the universities of the future. I think it's really important that the next generation have the same opportunities as we did in education and in development. We hire graduates every year out of our universities here in Ireland. We're really lucky to have the third level system we have. The governing authority in UCD gives me the opportunity to give a perspective and also to help out in the governance of Ireland's largest university.
All right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to meet you, Conor. That's Conor Galvin there. He's the CEO of Ornua. Keep doing what you're doing, Conor. All looking good.
Thank you, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.